Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, John Carcutt. Cannot make it today, unfortunately, but it's the same week. It's been just crazy for him, so we wanted to do a show and get it to you this coming week and, well, make your week for you, because I know a lot of people download, and I'm really appreciative of that, and I want to keep you happy. So Brasco's helping me out again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, and, I know John is letting a little – it's almost Mother Nature, and you would think it's not cold season. We're in the middle. We're, like, at the end of August, right at Labor Day, so you're like – you know, it's at that time of year where it's like, it's not getting cold yet. We haven't seen leaves change. So, like, he's gotten some, you know, odd kind of, you know, some kind of bug that's out there, which I'm glad we don't have.
Well, you know, he travels so much. God knows how many things he comes in touch with. So I can feel for him. That's about it. I can't imagine.
Take your vitamins, yeah. John.
Yeah. Come on. Well, we got the worst part coming up is my kids are going to school starting next week.
Oh, who knows who
they're going to come home with.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go to sleep at like 9 every night just to manage to get by, I think. We'll see.
Hey, when you saw that brand new house, make sure you just keep that spick and span. Like, everything is just like, you know, disinfect the eyes as you can so that you're not getting yourself that either, you know?
Yeah, well, every time we do anything, it's pretty much unmade within 10 minutes. That was
Yes.
Havoc. But with that said, thanks for joining us today, everyone. I wanted to start off with a few news pieces. We've got a little question as well, and I'm going to end the show with some common issues as of late that I've been running into that I just want to remind everyone about. So to start things off, PageRank, has been removed from all the toolbars in every pretty much application except for Internet Explorer. And I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, that it's been 6 months since that's been updated. And, you know, I still get people saying, well, my PageRank is this, my PageRank is that. Don't go by PageRank. It's simply useless. I guess the only time I've ever used it is if I had absolutely no other signals or just to give me some indication at the barest level of how a website is thought of in Google's eyes. I say at the barest level. Really, when it comes down to it, it's authority, the kind of links they're getting into their site. SEO Moz is a great thing for that. You know, they got Moz authority, and they also have – oh, sorry, not SEO Moz. Moz. Never going to get used to that.
Moz.
Yeah. And the other one is Link Research Tools by Semper. He's got some – really good factors in there that you can look at to get some idea of trust of links. So, you know, you really just got to keep those in mind. Majestic SEO has one as well. I've sort of had mixed reviews of that. I've used it quite often. I don't use Majestic SEO anymore. I just found their content was just not filtered enough. It could be better now, but I'm happy where I am. I'm using SEO Moz and Ahrefs. They're great. So, good stuff. Now, another thing is that this was really interesting for me to research because, frankly, I never get time to do this sort of thing in this realm. Matt Cutts tweeted yesterday that he's – or is, maybe it was today – that he's trying to come up with ghost-related puns for a spam network that he's looking into. And I just love that because when it comes right down to it, he's always doing this, right? His whole job – and it's something that Bruce was saying on Search Engine Roundtable. I mean, he's been doing this for 10 years, so it's probably in his mind all the time. I can't even imagine all the puns that go through his mind. But how did he put it? The subtle warning was and this is quote unquote, they try to look supernatural, but using them will dampen your spirits. Add a little flair there. Yeah.
Yeah. What are they trying to do? Are they just trying to, like, what is the idea where they're trying to create things that are, like, scary? So ghosts and spiders and robots and just, I don't understand, where, you know, and I can just imagine anybody seeing ghost-related puns, and I could just see every blogger out there just having at it, like bringing back Casper or doing some kind of ghost kind of graphic to put on their, you know, next to the caption of their story and all this kind of stuff going on.
Dollars to donuts, you're going to see Casper. You got that right.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the one thing that was interesting about this was Barry did a good job of talking about how the Black Hat forums right now are talking about the SAPE network, S-A-P-E. It's an acronym, I assume. And when I looked at it, it's a Russian site. It's SAPE.ru, and it's a website that where you can buy links from. And talking about putting a bullseye on your forehead, they've got a link, or they've got a they've got stats on their homepage of their link network saying that they have 535,953 users, that over 700,000 websites use it, and over 605 million pages. keep that to yourself. God,
you know, and I see some people that are just locally, just in some of the meetups I get to do here. There's a particular Black Hat SEO that's showing me tens of thousands of link farms that he's on to, and then he finds ways just physically just to hide every link that he has on his site, and he'll have it hidden on his front page, just, you know, like color bleeded in, and just showing me like, oh, look, so I can show you how many sites I have. Here's how many users I have. Here's how many links I'm going to. 15,000 sites for this site, or 20,000, 30,000 for this site. And I'm like, you know, you're going to get penalized, I think, something. I don't know.
Well, and the thing is, it's all about your mindset, right? Like, if you go to blackhatworld.com, and don't go there to learn anything. Go there just to enjoy the discussion, because you do not want to use any of that stuff unless you want to be Black Hat. Right. All the power to you. Just, I can't help you. That's not my area. But it was fun reading this stuff because one of the guys that this is actually a link from Search Engine Roundtable's article. It goes to this post where a guy said, hey guys, a lot of movement has been occurring around the forum regarding SAPE links. It's no news that Google has been trying to shut SAPE down for some time now. Has the time finally come? Is it time to move on to some underground link exchanges?
Whenever you do .ru links, when you see that, like, you always see that, like, a spam and, like, an email. I mean, don't you always, if you're going to go into sape.ru, don't you kind of, like, just check your antivirus to make sure it's updated before you hit that link?
Yeah, except they probably, all the Russians probably made those antivirus. So
yeah,
the best programmers in the world are there. I can only imagine what goes on. But you know, that said, he says, this is where I was talking about mindset. He says, I got the manual action message on one of my sites using SAPE, the classic unnatural links message. I could care less. It's just another site that I churn and burn on a regular basis. And that's what it comes down to. And that's why I'll admit it, I considered Black Hat way back in the day. I mean, I'm doing this 16 years. Of course I have. In fact, what I used to do back then is definitely consider Black Hat now. But it was, at the time, it was just accepted. You know, you build links. Now, that said, I couldn't handle it. Like, I did work in the casino realm for a while, and it was emotionally exhausting, never knowing if the next day your website would be gone, because that's it. I mean, they were all out to get you. And if unless you were churning them, like putting them out multiple ones per week, maybe multiple per month, depending on how big you want to go, there's no way to keep up. They would burn. You'd have to slash and burn a site and make sure you got another one up and it's building. It's just constant. A friend of mine who's, I think, retired at 40 something. And you know what? You know, that's the trade off, I guess. He had 700 plus sites at one time. And that was the way he made money. Each of them made about $1,000.
Yeah. But wow. You know, you can't feel bad about the fact that, you know, there were times where there are SEOs that we know that are Generation 1 that have been around since the mid-90s. And you know what? Look, some of the things they did that wasn't considered Black Hat before, just because the rules change, can't feel bad about doing it. Some people, you know, you've worked at some sites you maybe, you know, feel different about now. And some of the tactics you might have used before, you don't use now because you only do with what's legal.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. I just noticed that the person who wrote this is an SEO and a punchline online reputation management specialist. Well, you know what? When it comes down to it, I guess that's true too. I mean, online reputation, you've got to use Black Hat to beat that stuff. If there's some really bad slang, something really bad slamming you, you need someone who doesn't really have the ethics and doesn't mind completely removing you, or removing all the negative. In fact, at one point, I was called. I got quite a few calls for a while there on our online reputation management services, and one was so scary. I just said no, thank you. It was someone who was tied to the Russian mob, who had was tied to some fires that burned down plants, and he had a new plant that he had in play, and they're trying to raise money, and they didn't want anyone to see all this old news, and they wanted it removed. I'm like, oh my God, no, thank you, no, thank you. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we hear about, though. It's, I guess, fascinating, but no thanks. No.
Pass on the vodka, Ross. Pass on the vodka.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on that note, I think I need a shot. When we get
SEO
back,
101 will be back music. Right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom. On demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. That's me. And my friend Brasco here, he's helping me out.
Back again?
Yes, sir. So, what's next here? We have, okay, well, I guess to tie things up, the SAPE Link Network, or as Matt Cutts properly calls the SAPE Spam Network, I mean, that's really what it is,
Yeah,
is a perfect example of one of these huge rush, oh my God, this is working, people are doing really well, they're getting tons of money. Systems which you can sign up for, but don't expect your site to last. I mean, it's going to get burned. And you know what? If that's your model, I guess that's what you're going to do. But no one I work with could afford that. You know, they spend years building up great content on their site, and that's what they want to retire on. I mean, that's probably a little overreaching, but it's true in a sense. I mean, they're trying to build an entire company around it. So, you know, no one wants to use that. And fact is, some people do. They get sucked in. Their friends say, no, you got to use this. It's great. It's cheap. And you'll get better links and better rankings. And they do. And then they're dismayed when they lose everything. So please be careful, everyone. Now, the next part, actually, this is great. Danny Dover, one of the ex-employees over at Moz, developed an SEO cheat sheet years ago. And actually, there's a really funny story he had in the launch of Cheat Sheet 2.0. That launched just yesterday, I believe. And it's making great rounds. And it was actually, he says, and I believe it, the most popular post in Moz history, I guess, in terms of how often it was shared and such. It is a fantastic resource. Essentially, everyone, if you're doing anything related to SEO in terms of your own hands-on work, it's fantastic because it'll show you, you know, all the robots tags. It'll show you what a canonical looks like, the proper coding for, yeah, you name it. Popular links you should use for different tools. It's handy. Handy as all heck. And I think it's 4 pages, which you can just post on your wall. And it looks nice. They did a good job. Anyway, you can find that at moz.com. Read on their blog. I'm sure it's going to be highlighted there for quite a while. And it's a recommended download for certain. Now, I wanted to get to a question here. We got a question from Jeff. Does it hurt my SEO rankings to not host my website on a web server in the country I'm targeting? I'm using Bluehost in the US, and I want to target the UK. My site is only relevant in the UK. And very good question, and it brought up a lot of discussion, as usual, in our awesome Google Plus SEO 101 community. I just love these guys. Everyone's really contributing, and it's just a lot of fun to go and read. We're getting a lot more spam, though. You guys can't see it, but when I get there, it's covered in red. Just covered in red. All these different posts are saying that Google's holding back because it says they're not a good quality. So,
Does Jeff give his website out, by the way?
No, he doesn't. No, I don't believe he does. Now, back to the question here. So, if you want to target clients or whatever, your customers in the UK, but you're hosted in the US, is that going to be a problem? Now, one of the posters said it definitely is. You will get an advantage being in the UK, et cetera, et cetera. I don't disagree, but what I do feel that if you have to host in the US, it's not a big deal. The key is you've got to focus the site on the UK. There can't be any quasi-US, quasi-Canada, anything in it. It's got to be UK-based. I would recommend strongly using a .co.uk. I did some research before the show, and you do not need to be a United Kingdom citizen to get a .co.uk, which actually surprised me. You have to be to get a .ca in Canada, so I figured it was the same way. And the reason that's a good thing is that .co.uk is, assuming Google does attribute the same way as a .ca, assures that you are trying to target the UK. And based on top-level domain extensions, Google does provide some focus on search. They really do look at that. In fact, for example, if I have a .ca and I'm trying to get rankings, it's going to, by default, target Canadian ranking, the Canadian SERPs for us, or search engine result pages. So it's pretty important. Now, the other thing is, if you wanted to host in the UK as well, now I'm all about covering your bases. Go for it. If you can, do it. Host in the UK and have a UK TLD and you're set. I just don't believe that it is absolutely necessary and your boost is going to be that massive. Google is, you know, it's a pretty smart system. they know that people are targeting it from all points of the world. Different countries, so there's no reason whatsoever that you completely focus or give a major edge anyways if you're hosted there. You know, the other thing to consider too is maybe you're hosted, your main site's hosted there, but you've got a content delivery network or a CDN. For example, I've got one in Canada and I've got one in the US. So if someone does a search to my website in the U.S., say on the East Coast, they're going to use the East Coast server. It'll speed up their delivery of my site. CDNs are great. Well, that technically could be an issue if Google was that sensitive to where the host material was. I really don't believe it is because I don't see any difference. Anyway, that's my two bits. I'll also try and post an answer on the forum, but hopefully everyone listens and you guys and Jeff, you caught that. So thanks for the question. Now, I need to have a drink of water here, so let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to talk about some common issues.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Join the thousands of search and social media marketers at one of the largest events of the year.
SES San Francisco 2013,
September 10th through the 13th.
Learn more at sesconference.com. Check out daily Meet the Expert roundtables where you can take part in intimate and informative discussions with industry icons. Add over 70 sessions, a crowded expo floor, on-site training at the Click Z Academy, and webmasterradio.fm search bash, and you'll have
SES San Francisco 2013.
Best search strategies.
Where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best search strategies. On demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Ooh, CEO. That's a... Well, hi there. And often hosted, co-hosted by John Carcutt, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Want to give him a plug. I want to get him back on the show.
Hopefully, we will get him back. We will get him back.
I miss him. It's been so crazy for him. So I'll just be happy if he comes back. He's such a great part of the show.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, let's jump into some common issues. Now, what I'm going to talk about here are some things that I've reminded you before on the show before, but they keep coming up. They keep coming up, and I swear, why isn't everyone listening? darn it. Anyway, first one is the disavow tool. There is some belief out there that – let me start again here. The disavow tool is about disavowing links that are pointing to your website. This is what it's used for. Links are pointing to your website that you feel are hurting your site and you weren't able to get them removed. These are sites that are pointing to you and they're probably hurting your rankings or hurting your online credibility. So you use Google's disavow tool to have them removed. Now, what the common confusion here is people think they can just go to the disavow tool and submit a massive list of links they just don't like, and Google will ignore them. They'll take them out, and they'll no longer be hurt by them or whatever may be happening. That's not the case. Technically, you could look at it that way, but you wouldn't be reading everything about it. Because the fact of the matter is, the disavow tool is something you want to use after you've done your best to remove links. It's really supposed to be used as kind of a last-ditch alternative to cleaning up your backlink profile. And Google wants to make sure of that by ensuring that you are providing them with examples of how you have attempted to remove links. If you don't provide that kind of evidence, there's really not much incentive for them to try and help you because you built links the wrong way. That's really how it looks to them. So why are they going to help you improve your backlink profile? You've made a mistake. You better work for it and clean it up. The same thing goes for link or any kind of manual penalty on Google. If you get a manual penalty, you have to expect you're going to have to work for it. You can't just say, I fixed this. Please reconsider me. You need to make more of an effort. Look at every nook and cranny of your site. Find anything possible that could be a problem, anything that could be negatively affecting your rankings. Fix them. This is your time to shine. Google wants you to gleam before they let you back in because you've already offended them, let's put it that way, and it's time for you to make up for it. So don't waste your time and put in a reconsideration request until you have proven and you have all the evidence that you've done a good job. Okay. Next one is consolidation of sites. Over the last 10 years, let's say, you've been around, if you've got a website, you've been around the block. Perhaps you've subdomains in the past and that would be like blog.stepforth.com. In fact, for Stepforth, it was news.stepforth.com is where we had our blog because at the time, links from subdomains helped boost our site. So, yeah, we'd use it. It looked like external links. We'd take advantage of that. No longer does. Google considers a subdomain as a portion of the main domain and that those links no longer give that kind of cred. Now, if you have a subdomain and it's ranking well still and you want, for some reason, to consolidate it into your site, say you want to take the blog and put it into, instead of blog.yoursite.com, you want to put yoursite.com/blog. If your blog has great rankings and you're making money off it, that's the key. Rankings mean nothing if you're not getting something from them. I personally would leave it alone because if you move it into your site, you're going to have some issues. First of all, it's going to take some time. It's going to be an extensive move in terms of creating the redirects for those moved pages or switched pages. This hard work is a bad thing to do. There's nothing wrong with that if you need to do it. But I currently I'm assisting someone at the moment in the pre-proposal process, I guess you'd say, to determine whether or not I can help them. And they have a great set of sites, and one of them is doing extremely well, but they want to consolidate because there's a lot of work maintaining two sites. And you know what? I totally get that there is a lot of work involved. But that one site is doing so well, the one that they want to move in, that I actually recommend that they don't move it. At this point, they're getting money from it. It is truly generating income. I wouldn't mess with that. You know, that extra work is going to be worthwhile versus potentially dropping rankings considerably doing this transition. Just 301 redirecting it to the new location may not pass enough juice for you to keep those rankings in the long run. It's a very competitive field too, this person's in. So anyway, that was my two bits. Just saying that consolidation isn't always the best move. That's fully opinion-oriented, but that's how I feel about it. Last bit here. Are canonicals critical? So the canonical URL, let's say you have a number of different pages pointing to one page, or URLs pointing to one page. Different URLs can be written differently and actually have, or I should say, the same URL pointing to this web page can be written slightly differently but still point to that page. What can happen is the link popularity can be split amongst these variable these links that are written variably. But using a canonical can consolidate all that link popularity into one page. You're saying, no matter how this is written, this page is this URL, please consolidate. That's essentially what you're telling Google. I had a question recently, and it was a very fair question because it was a programmer and it was going to be a little bit of work for them. Do we really need to build canonicals into each page? This is just as on every page of the site of, you know, of every substantial page, that is. And I said, no. No, it's not that necessary. I like to use canonicals on every major page of my site just because I think it's another base I've covered. I don't have to worry about less things to go wrong. That is, assuming you put them on correctly. So, don't completely redraft your site to add canonicals. That's one takeaway from this. And also, if you can add them, go for it. I mean, it's really not going to hurt. And I like the idea that I'm potentially consolidating more link popularity that I've worked hard to build. So that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Got a few tidbits out there that hopefully will help you in your day-to-day SEO. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please go to our SEO 101 community on Google+ and leave a message. I got Jeff's question today, the other ones we've gotten over the last episode, and we're looking for some more, so that'd be great. Have a wonderful long weekend, too. It's Labor Day here in Canada. Is it considered Labor Day in the States as well?
Well, Labor Day is the second, but so Canada gets Canada's always the following week is what it is.
Okay, yeah, actually Labor Day is the second for us, too.
So okay. Well, when we were taping this, but we will be running this after Labor Day, but that's all good.
Oh, well, there you go. Yep. Hello, everyone, after Labor Day. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Don't wear white. Don't wear white. Oh, they always say that. I don't know. I never wear white anyway, but okay. They always say that.
Yeah. Me neither. Not with kids around, that's for sure. God.
No. God forbid.
So if you have any questions, you can do that. You can post them on the community forum, or you can also email me, ross@stepforth.com. Quite a few people do, and I love it. I just love hearing from everyone. It's again ross@stepforth.com, stepforth.com. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm, except this coming week, which will be a Tuesday. And have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.